Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Mary the Encourager here. I'm your host for today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and for spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Our co-host today is none other than Big.
How you doing, everybody? Glad to greet you. We're having a little difficulties a little bit earlier, but our guest has informed us that he will be calling in. So bear with us for that half a second. Quick announcement, last month we had over 18,000 archive listens. And as of today, we've had over 25,000 archive listeners. We are 25,000 away from our February goal of 50,000. Thanks for thinking big.
Yay! All right. What we're going to do now is we're going to have a little music here. Then we're going to come right back with our guest for tonight. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Tonight, this is it. Tonight, we're going to have an opportunity to review a few of the scrolls from the Success in Life as we're waiting for our guests to come on. These 10 scrolls for success in life is from the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino. These 10 scrolls for success will help each of us to be able to make sure we're on the right path. Number one, today, I will begin a new life. Two, I will greet this day with love in my heart. Three, I will persist until I succeed. Four, I am nature's greatest miracle. I will live this day as if it is my last. We're down to 6. Today, I will be the master of my emotions. 7, I will laugh at the world. 8, today, I will multiply my value 100-fold. 9, I will act now. And 10, today, I will pray for guidance. You have heard, as a man thinketh, so is he. It is true. It is an attitude is so important. What you think about, you are. Form positive habits. Think about what you want, not what you have, and what you don't want. Concentrate on things you want. Believe you will have abundance and prosperity. With the law of attraction, you will attract that to yourself. So focus on the positive and abundance. Be thankful for your blessings. And now, we're going to take a chance, take a look, and see whether or not our guest is ready to come on yet. Okay, is our co-host here? We seem to be having some technical difficulties with getting our interview going, but that is part of what we have to learn how to deal with, you know, because we can have the greatest goals, but we've got to be able to continue to stay focused. And we're just really grateful for all of you, 25,000 hits on our site, people who are very interested in knowing what it means to think big and who are just really filling us up with requests and interest in being one of our guests on the program. Are you there, Big?
Oh, yes, I am. I was just informed by our guest that he was having a couple of difficulties there, but he's about to call the number.
I think our guest is about to come on.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, that's great. Is this Calvin? Yes. Okay,
oh,
Calvin,
so
before
glad
we
you're here.
Yeah, before we get started, the first thing that we need to do is get out your information so that people can reach you. How can people reach you?
Sure, you can go to exclusivephotoshoot.com or myspace.com/promote_U.
So could you give us that website, that information again?
That would be exclusivephotoshoot.com and myspace.com/promote_U.
Okay. And I understand that we are talking with Calvin E. Evans of Atlanta, Georgia. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see you made it. You know, no technical difficulty can keep big thinkers from coming together.
I heard that.
All right. Okay. So, shall I go on, Big, or do you have a few words? All right. I'm going to go ahead then, Calvin. I'm glad to meet you. And I'm really interested in knowing more about you. I haven't had a chance to meet you beforehand. So how about doing this? Here's what we're going to do tonight. I want to know a little bit about you and about your passion and how that became a business, and then we want to talk about your big ideas and your business and your plans. So let's get started. Tell me a little about yourself.
Well, I started shooting photography in high school. And from there, it became a passion, and I started shooting more in college. And from there, I started gaining a lot of clients from different record labels as far as DTP and a few other record labels here in Atlanta. So after that, I got into a little bit of fashion photography, started shooting more there. And from there, the business just kind of escalated.
So it sounds to me that you have a pretty much of a focus in entertainment rather than nature or stills. Is it more the people side of the photography business?
Yeah, it's definitely more of the people side. I'm a great people person. I love people. That's what exclusive photography is about. We like to, you know, do photo shoots, set up shoots around the city. The main focus behind exclusive photography is to promote people and to promote their consciousness about themselves and as far as being aware that they have worth.
Okay. So you say you set up fashion shoots, and you say you started when you were in high school.